I suppose we wanted to generate a full-time income, and you're limited to what you can do on 100 acres to draw a full-time income for a family. And yeah, so Chook's in this system where we're sort of shifting them around, fitted the bill nicely.
Just a couple of years ago, Glenn and Marty Gray were furniture makers, transforming red gum timber into beautiful pieces of furniture. But they've put their chisels and hammers aside and turned their attention to chickens, producing free-range eggs on their Barron property, right here on the banks of the Murray River in southwest New South Wales.
Yeah, I suppose not a conventional background, but grew up on a farm originally. It was a sheep farm down at Edenhope in Western Victoria, and yeah, we've been making the red gum furniture for 17 years, and oh yeah, those last few years there was a real calling back to the land, and we had this beautiful property just out of Barham that we wanted to farm on, and yeah, it was time to move on, ready for a change, and that led us out here to do the Chooks.
Hello, I'm Sophie Malcolm, and the Greys have achieved a lot in just a short space of time. Already, they've got more than 4,000 chooks housed in mobile caravans that are moved around the property. And the eggs they're producing are being actively marketed and promoted to expand the business even further.
Yeah, look, it's certainly been challenging keeping up with demand, and we've built all the infrastructure here ourselves. We house the chooks in mobile caravans, which are all linked together, so our system is completely mobile. Their housing, their feed, their water, everything's got to be able to be shifted once a week onto fresh pasture. So yeah, it's been a big ask to ramp up that quickly and to be able to produce as many eggs as we need to and to be able to sell those eggs.
It's an interesting farm you've got here. I don't think I've ever seen one quite so picturesque. We're kind of right on the Murray River, and you've got, is it 4,500 chooks roaming around?
That's right, yes, we've got 4,500 chooks roaming around on 100 acres here, and it is a beautiful piece of land, there's no doubt about it, and that's a big focus for us, is really doing this piece of land justice and regenerating the soil and the land the best we can, and chooks do a tremendous job of that with the mobile system where they're on an area for a week and then that area is rested for a period of maybe 4 to 6 months, and the soil just responds so well to it, and it's really a really positive thing to do.
Now, one thing I found interesting about your business is the way you've brought that knowledge of marketing and really creating a brand from your furniture business into eggs. How have you done that?
Yeah, the furniture was a good lead-in to that. The furniture was pitched at the higher end of the market, and that's what we're doing with the eggs. We're producing great eggs, and to be able to market that and get that message across to people that the way they're farmed, how good they are, all the positive ramifications of producing eggs in this way has been a really positive thing, getting that message across, like you say, with branding, and we put recipes in the cartons and other little things to value add for our customers, and we're really getting a great loyal customer base going. We do a couple of farmers markets each month, and we put a lot of effort into our stands there and getting to know our customers that are turning up each week to buy the eggs. Also, once again, with the recipes and facts about the farm, putting into the egg cartons is a really positive thing. People collect all the different recipes and they say, oh, we got this one, we got that one, and little facts about eggs that they mightn't have known, you know, little interesting little facts about the eggs that they mightn't have known. They really love those sort of things.
Now, you're aiming at, I suppose, a more premium kind of market, a higher end sort of product. Is that a challenge?
Yeah, look, it is really. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways of farming eggs, and that's all great. This is the way we've chosen to farm them, and we do get a great result. We have people just coming back each time and just saying how great the eggs are, and there really is a difference in the egg, and it's just a constant thing of putting your name out there and being completely transparent. It's an open farm, people can come and see. We do tours here, community groups come through and have a look at what we're doing and seeing how the eggs are farmed, and yeah, they're really amazed at how it all happens.